Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. In Paris Olympics, India wins its second medal. Manu Bhakar and Sarabjot Singh win bronze in 10-meter air pistol mixed team event. Manu creates history by becoming first Indian to win two medals in a single Olympics. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says with the country's GDP growing at 8%, the day is not far for it to become the world's third largest economy. In Kerala, over 40 people killed and more than 100 injured in a massive landslide in Wayanad. Army, Navy and NDRF pressed into rescue and relief operations. President, Vice President and Prime Minister express grief over loss of lives in Wayanad. Landslides, Prime Minister announces ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to the kin of the deceased. In Jharkhand, 2 killed after 18 coaches of Howrah-Mumbai Mail derailed between Barabambo and Karsawa railway stations. And in cricket, third T20 international of 3-match series between India and Sri Lanka to be played at Palikele this evening. At the Paris Olympics, Manu Bhakar and Sarabjot Singh today clinched the bronze in the mixed 10-meter air pistol shooting event by defeating South Korean pair of Oh Ye-jin and Lee Won-ho 16-10. With this win, Manu etched her name in the history of Indian sports by becoming the first Indian athlete to win 2 medals at the same edition of the Olympics. Earlier, Manu won a bronze in the women's 10-meter air pistol event. Overall, Manu is the third Indian to win more than one individual medal in the Olympics. Sarabjot, on the other hand, got his first Olympic medal. Shuttler PV Sindhu and boxer Sushil Kumar are the only two other Indians to have won multiple Olympic medals, but in separate Olympic Games. We now go over to our correspondent, Shaurya Chaudhary, who is in Paris to cover the Games. Shaurya, tell us more about today's achievement by the Indian shooters. How is the mood in the Indian camp?
Yes, it's a brilliant day. What a start to the morning here in Paris. 2-2 for Manu Bhakar with Sarabjot Singh. They've teamed up to win the bronze medal in the 10-meter mixed pistol event, air pistol event. And they defeated Lee Won-ho and Oh Ye-jin from South Korea 16-10. They were dominating the match from the outset, let me tell you. There was no question that they were going to win the bronze. And the first 2-16 was going to win this medal. And they cruised to that medal. And I must add that in the 25-meter air pistol event also, Manu has a chance to win a third medal in this Olympics. That would be something, a record that will take a lot of break, that will take some breaking that record if she can get to that third medal. But as you rightly pointed out, she has already etched her name to the history books with this victory. And you know, this is a redemption story for Manu Bhakar. In Tokyo, there was an infamous malfunction of a pistol, and there was a lot of blame attached to her name. After that, she kind of refocused, regrouped. She won a medal at the Asian Games. She has really changed her technique. She has focused on her concentration. She plays the violin to focus during matches as well, during her practice. And she has got into a better mindset. There was no question about her talent. But now she's proving it at the biggest stage. She told Akashvani before that she has been working for 8.5 years to reach this stage, reach this podium. And Sarabjot is a very young, very promising athlete. Both of our medals have come from shooting right now, and we're expecting more from shooting as well. All in all, it's a brilliant day, brilliant start to the day for India. Loads of other sports coming up in boxing, in archery, and this win can probably inspire the Indians to go to greater heights. You know, we are targeting more than 9 medals this time, probably 10, and it's just a start here at Paris.
Right. Thank you, Shaurya, for all those details. President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated Manu Bhakar and Sarabjot Singh for winning the bronze medal for India in the mixed team 10-meter air pistol event for shooting. In a social media post, the president said Manu Bhakar has created history, becoming the first woman shooter from India to win 2 medals in the same Olympic Games. President Murmu said Manu has done the nation immensely proud. She wished her and Sarabjot Singh many more laurels in the future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also congratulated Manu Bhakar and Sarabjot Singh for winning the bronze medal in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event at the Paris Olympics. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Indian shooters continue to make the nation proud." He said both of them have shown great skill and teamwork. The Prime Minister said India is incredibly delighted. He said for Manu, this is her second consecutive Olympic medal, showcasing her consistent excellence and dedication. Trap shooter Prithviraj Thondaiman will be competing in the second day of the men's trap qualification rounds. Women shooter Shreyasi Singh, the 2018 Commonwealth Games gold medalist, and Rajeshwari Singh will begin their two-day qualifying rounds at the same time. The Indian hockey team will face Ireland. In rowing, Balraj Pawar will strive to advance to the semi-finals in the men's single sculls quarter-final. Moving on, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country's GDP is growing at 8% and the day is not far when it will become the third largest economy globally. Addressing the inaugural session of Journey Towards Vikasit Bharat, a post-Union Budget 2024-25 conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said India has reached new highs even after battling the pandemic. He said the government is focusing on all sectors.
आज भारत 8% की रफ्तार से ग्रो कर रहा है. आज हम सभी डिस्कस कर रहे हैं जर्नी टवर्ड्स विकसित भारत. ये बदलाव सिर्फ सेंटिमेंट्स का नहीं है, ये बदलाव कॉन्फिडेंस का है. आज भारत दुनिया की पांचवी सबसे बड़ी आर्थिक ताकत है और वो दिन दूर नहीं जब भारत दुनिया की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी इकोनॉमी पावर बन जाएगा.
The Prime Minister said the speed and scale at which the government is building infrastructure is unprecedented. He said capital expenditure is called the biggest productive medium of resource investment. Mr. Modi said in 2004, in the first budget of the UPA government, capital expenditure was around 90,000 crore rupees and it increased to 2 lakh crore rupees in 2014.
आज हमारी सरकार में ये बजट तीन गुना बढ़कर 48 लाख करोड़ रुपया पहुंच गया है. कैपिटल एक्सपेंडिचर जिसे रिसोर्स इन्वेस्टमेंट का सबसे बड़ा प्रोडक्टिव माध्यम कहा जाता है. यूपीए सरकार का 10वां वर्ष था, अपने कैपिटल एक्सपेंडिचर का बजट 2 लाख करोड़ रुपये तक पहुंचा पाई और आज कैपेक्स 11 लाख करोड़ रुपये से भी ज्यादा है.
The day-long conference is being organized by the Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, and is aimed at presenting the outline for the government's larger vision for growth and the industry's role in this endeavor. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said under the Agriculture Infrastructure Fund, 72,000 infrastructure projects worth over 76,000 crore rupees have been built across the country. The scheme was launched in 2020 with the objective of developing post-harvest management infrastructure to reduce losses, realize better value for farmers, foster innovation in agriculture, and attract investments for agricultural infrastructure. He said under the scheme, 1 lakh crore rupees provided to the eligible borrowers by banks and financial institutions.
ये बताते हुए खुशी है, 1 लाख करोड़ रुपए की एग्रो इंफ्रा फंड की योजना प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी लेकर आए. इस योजना के अंतर्गत अब तक पूरे देश में जिनमें लगभग 31 राज्य सम्मिलित है, कुल मिला के 72,222 संरचनाएं जिनकी लागत 76,305 करोड़ रुपया है, ये पूरे देश में बनाई गई.
The Agriculture Minister was replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Kerala, at least 48 people have been killed in a major landslide in the hilly Wayanad district this morning following heavy rains at Mundakai, Attamalai and Chudamalai regions. The death toll is likely to go up. More than 120 injured persons have been admitted to various hospitals. Official sources said over 100 persons are reportedly missing. Reports say 10 people were washed away in flash floods. Their bodies were found in Chaliar River at Pothukal in Malappuram district further downstream. Defence sources in Kochi said a team of 30 specialist swimmers from the Indian Navy are being deployed in the region. Two helicopters from Air Force Station Sulur in Coimbatore will be reaching Wayanad soon. Around 200 Army personnel from DSC Centre Karnur and the Territorial Army Battalion in Kozhikode have also been dispatched to the site. And we are now joined by our correspondent Raj Mohan from Kerala for more updates. Raj Mohan, what is the update that you have for us on the current situation?
Massive relief and rescue operation is underway in Mundakai area in Wayanad. The operation is now being handled by revenue, public, and NDRF personnel. Soon they will be joined by the Navy, Air Force, and Army personnel also. Around 200 Army personnel from Kannur and Kozhikode, and a 30-member specialist swimmer team from Indian Navy will be deployed in the region. More people are believed to be trapped under several layers of mud that came along with the floods. A clear picture is expected to emerge within a day or two.
Right, Rajmohan, thank you for those details. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have expressed condolences over the loss of lives in the landslides in Wayanad. The President prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured and for the success of rescue operations. The Vice President also conveyed his wishes for the speedy recovery of those injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of those killed in landslides of Wayanad. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. The Prime Minister also spoke to Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan and assured all possible assistance from the centre. Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have also expressed condolences. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the NDRF is conducting search and rescue operations on a war footing. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh spoke to the Army Chief, General Upendra Dwivedi. Indian Army units have been pressed into the ongoing rescue and relief operations. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, has requested the Union Government to extend all possible support for rescue efforts in the landslide incident in Wayanad, Kerala. Raising the issue in the Lok Sabha during 0 hour, Mr. Gandhi urged to restore vital transport and communication lines and set up relief camps.
Early this morning, Wayanad was hit by several devastating landslides, and the devastating loss of lives and extensive damage is yet to be assessed. I have spoken to the Honourable Defence Minister and the Chief Minister of Kerala. I request the Union Government to extend all possible support for rescue and medical care, immediate release of the compensation to deceased people, if that compensation can be increased as well.
In Jharkhand, 2 passengers were killed and several injured following the derailment of 18 bogies of the Howrah-Mumbai Mail this morning. The derailment took place between Barabambo and Karsawa railway stations near Potobeda village under Chakradharpur Railway Division. Injured passengers have been admitted to local hospitals. A relief train has reached the accident site and relief and rescue operation is in full swing. Railways has issued helpline numbers. The number for Tata Nagar is 0657-229-0324. For Chakradharpur, 0658-723-8072. Helpline number for Rourkela is 0661-2501-072 and 0661-2500-244. For Ranchi, the number is 0651-278-711 and for Howrah, it is 9433-357-920 and 0332638-2217. Rail traffic on Tata Nagar Chakradharpur rail section of Southeastern Railway has been disrupted. Long route trains have been diverted and many trains have either been cancelled or short terminated. The railways have made special arrangement for stranded passengers of the ill-fated Howrah-Mumbai Mail. Special bus service has been arranged for transportation of passengers from the accident spot. Stranded passengers were carried to Chakradharpur station by a relief train. Ex gratia 50,000 rupees each has already been paid to 4 injured passengers. Grant of ex gratia for the rest of the injured passengers is under process. On to sports. In 3-match T20 cricket series in Sri Lanka, India is gearing up for the third and final T20 match against the hosts today at 7 p.m. IST. The match will be played at Palikere International Cricket Stadium. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. In Paris Olympics, India wins its second medal. Manu Bhakkar and Sarabjot Singh win bronze in 10-meter air pistol mixed team event. Manu creates history by becoming first Indian to win 2 medals in a single Olympics. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says with country's GDP growing at 8%, it is not far for it to become the world's third largest economy. In Kerala, over 40 people killed and more than 100 injured in a massive landslide in Wayanad. Army, Navy and NDRF pressed into rescue and relief operations. President, Vice President, Prime Minister express grief over loss of lives in Wayanad. Landslides, Prime Minister announces ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to the kin of the deceased. In Jharkhand, two killed after 18 coaches of Howrah-Mumbai Mail derail between Barabambo and Kharsawa railway stations. And in cricket, third T20 international of three-match series between India and Sri Lanka to be played at Palikele this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.